Luis Safa is an illustrator, artist, and muralist who is known for his prolific and sometimes dark illustrations and animations that touch on themes of northern Mexican history and politics from the revolution to the underbelly of the drug wars. His latest exhibition, Wake Me When I'm Dead, curated by the Rubin Center, features Safa's latest body of work in which he departs from his tight graphic style to create loose, frantic, and far-reaching drawings and multimedia installations. The work will be accompanied by sound and media installations featuring the work of Mexico City-based artist Javier Sanchez and El Paso's own Jim Ward, for whom this is his first sound-based art installation. Here to tell us about Wake Me When I'm Dead are artists Luis Safa, Javier Sanchez, and Jim Ward. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hello.
Thank you so much.
Luis, tell us about your show in a nutshell, because it is a departure from what you usually do. The themes maybe not so much, but the colors and the way you do it, mm-hmm. possibly. Mm-hmm. Will you tell us about that?
Well, the exhibition, it's weird for me have these kind of exhibitions because I always present my graphic work. I know my medios, you know, mm-hmm. I know my tools, and I always work with graphic things. I play with image, I projected image. I like how my relation with the image and with my body and how play with the wall with that. And I think this exhibition looks a little different. Mm-hmm. It's more like a work together with Javier Sanchez, and he's a friend to Mexico City. And I think the exhibition in this moment, it's more about the objects and about how play these objects with the same intention, you know, like with my drawings, I go in some direction, and I think in this moment the objects and the installations, 3D objects, works with that and mix that with the sounds of Jim Ward and play with that. And I think in this moment it's more like don't stay in a comfort zone, mm-hmm. and stay more like expanded the materials for do the same points of ideas, you know, something like that.
And expanding the materials. I mean, I've seen the Rubin Center's Facebook page, so there's a car, or a junked mm-hmm. car mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that yeah. has the sound accompanied with it. Where did that come from?
I'm from Chihuahua, and in fact, in this moment, I live in Mexico City, but I think in Chihuahua and El Juarez and El Paso, I don't know, I always, if I want to put a synthesis for objects, mm-hmm. I absolutely put a car, you know, like an abandoned car in the north of Mexico and the south of USA. I don't know. I think these kind of places invited to me to these kind of objects, you know, like an abandoned car in a street of Chihuahua or a street to Juarez or a street to El Paso. I think define it so much about what is the interaction in these cities. And when Kerry invited me to go to the Rubin Center, immediately I think if I want to do something big, if I want to do something, you know, exist as some kind of freedom for two things, I want to put a band on car, you know. And this is the first idea when have the exhibition and concrete with something. It's weird because the car changed so much, you know. When you say abandoned car, you don't know. It's an abstract idea, you know. Right. You don't know. It's a El Camino, or it's a truck, or it's a whatever car. Yeah. And I never imagined the car when come here. This kind of car, you know. In this moment, the car in the gallery looks so different to the first idea. But I like it. That I like it like a work in situ and see what happened in the city. What kind of things I can found it in El Paso and play with that.
Right, because you actually have an abandoned car from northern Mexico.
Abandoned and burned, and you know, in this moment, it's a lot of things happen with this car. And in this moment, I think, you know, it's a good experience for a car. You know, be abandoned, be burned, and in this moment, stay in a gallery and work with Javier and have sounds and have image and a lot of televisions. It's it's a good experiment, and it's a good piece for talk about this place.
So was it perhaps a way to look back at your old drawings? Because you're right, there's a lot of cars in them. I see a lot of Impalas and classic mm-hmm. American cars in your drawings.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's something like that. I think when you're drawing, you put intentions about what you want to drawing. You know, what mm-hmm. it's different if you're drawing a woman or if you're drawing a plant. And I think always try to explain my context about my drawings. But in some part of my life, I need to decide I need to stop to drawing the objects and need to put the objects, you know, expanding the image and that image converting object and this object converting in a sculpture or in a political objects in the gallery. You know, I think can play with that, can start with drawings, but the ends is cross the paper and go to the reality. And it's a play about that.
Now, how does that relate to sound? Is your exhibit sounding like your drawings? And how do you bring in your collaborators to do that?
It's weird because I worked with Javier Sanchez 2 years ago in Mexico City. He's a crazy man he's a so prolific artist, and he always worked with different media things. And when I think about the car, I think I like it so much. You've mixed this with the objects and the ideas with Javier. And Kerry accept that, say okay, yeah, do that, and invited to Jim Ward. And Jim put some kind of talk with him about some kind of sound, some kind of intentions about the things. I want to talk about the time. I want to talk about the erased time. You know, it's a landscape like a desert. It's like bones in the middle of the desert. And I think can mix it that ideas. You want to do something different about the things when not like a record, more like a work with the sound in general, and put that and mix it all. And this is the result in this moment.
So Javier, how does that work when an artist like Lise comes to you and says, hey, I need... Mm-hmm. I need sound. I need this to sound like something.
In this moment, my work with Luis and Jim in the installation is work in the sound. It's really fun, but the last week, go to Canutillo mm-hmm. and recording some sounds in the...
In the fields?
I don't know, like a desert. Field, yeah,
in the desert, in the space, and I'm recording sounds in the different areas in the desert. It's so interesting, but it's... Memorial of the sound, try to put in the car.
Well, play with different objects and with different... Found it a so good place in Canutillo. Mm-hmm. It's a place with trucks, with wheels, with bicycles, with...
Boats.
Yeah, a lot of things. And punch it a little and move a little. And Javier and me start to... record, you know, in the grass, with the rocks, with the sand, and play with that. And in the same time, Jim work in other kind of sounds, more like herds and beards and, yeah, I don't know how to say that, but when they...
It's a march. Yeah,
yeah, it's a march.
How does that work for you, Jim? Because this is your first sound installation.
Yeah, well, I just had a conversation with Kerry from the Rubin Center and was just sort of voicing my curiosity about doing something outside of my normal world and to get out of my comfort zone and just get inspired in a different way. And she thought it'd be good to talk to Luis, so we got on Skype one day and we talked, and it was cool. We had fun on Skype, and then when we met in person, we got along really well. And basically I walked into the gallery when he started, and I looked at all of his work and Javier's work and everything together. And then I went home and I just started making this anti-rock piece of music. So although there's a BPM that's followed, there's no structure that I'm used to. There's no verse, chorus, bridge. And that's been my hardest thing, is to stay away from what my body wants to do immediately.
Right. And how do you do that?
I just stop myself and then I start going in a different direction. And a lot of what I see is a sort of a collage. A lot of the work is like taking a bunch of things and making something new out of it and then telling a story with that. So what I did is I just scoured the internet for sounds, and then I took those sounds and manipulated them, and then I started just making these random patterns. And then on top of that goes, what I wanted to do is no instrument I'm normally associated with. So it's all synths and audio collages. And it's like an idea I've had for a long time, where you score art galleries. And ambitiously, I wanted to do like a 30-piece soundtrack that every 10 feet is a different sound. So I'm starting with this one. We're doing two. We're doing left and right. It goes around the car, and then there's sort of like a little secret egg underneath the car. But the idea is as you turn around the car and as you watch their work, the sounds are never, it would be impossible to make the same experience twice. So as you move, you're getting this part of the car and this part of the car, and every foot you move changes the depth of those interacting sounds.
So it'll always be a different experience.
That's the idea, yeah. And then it's in combination with their film, with the video that is going on in the car. There's things that are triggered within that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation that we had, and I have had so much fun hanging out with them and talking about it and trying to make something. And I'm the total new kid on the block, and it's exciting to not know what I'm doing and to be nervous about messing up and just to try something different. I'm so appreciative to these guys for letting me like just be part of it.
Well, it seems like all of you have stepped out of your comfort zones for this one.
Yeah, I think you know, you can use your time for that. You know, if you stay in the art, or if you stay to try to do some different things, like break some ways and try to discover other ways for do the things, you need to push a little more. You know, you need to found that how this is not about you, it's more about the what you wanna understand about the world and how, and so many times you need to use video or machines or drawings or murals. You need to play with many things and try to push a little more and try to do different things, and because in the final you use your time for that. You know, you decided like, no, I don't wanna go to work. I wanna do this, and you need to be conscious about that. Like, use your time for value things, and
right.
That conclusions need to be. Sometimes these conclusions, I don't know. Maybe it's be complicated sometimes. You know, it's a critical conscience in the final, and you need to figure out how it works with different material for trying to explain that. And I think the exhibitions get that. Get like a. It's not like a. Easy drawings, it's not like easy objects, it's not like easy videos, it's not like easy audios. Be more like, you know, have a subject about a lot of things, but in the same time, talk about the information and talk about the humanity and talk about how try to modulate that in different objects with different ways. And I think be a good experience, like have a mural, but that mural have machines connected because Javier works with a lot of old machines and mixed how put the machines, how put the drawings, how put the canvas, how put the sounds. And I think, yeah, it's like a map of information about, looks like a encyclopedical book in the exhibition. You know, it's, yeah, you can collect, you know, have a sounds of birds, for example, to Jim Ward, but in the same time have a image about the desert to Chihuahua, but in the same time have old machines to Mexico City, to Santa Marta, Catitla. It's a market, it's a flea market, and play with that.
Well, you all have stepped out of your comfort zones, and we're inviting the public now to step out of your comfort zone and go see the show. Wake Me When I'm Dead is at the Rubin Center now through December 17th. Today, my guests have been artist Luis Zafa, Javier Sanchez, and Jim Ward. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.